Let's solve some of the world's problems now, and we're joined by Steve Wynn Harris on the farm. Hello there.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Good. How are your spirits going in the lockdown, Steve?
No, my spirits are good. And, finding some humour every day, and there's certainly all those creatives sitting in their little rooms are very clever. So, no, they've given me a lot to laugh about, and I think that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, and as someone you know who's had experience in the publishing industry, I'm sure you were sad to hear about Bauer today, as most of the people in the media industry were. But life on the farm presumably doesn't pause.
No, that's right. And look, honestly, I thought our job was done before Christmas. I thought we'd nailed all the world's problems, and then this comes along. So we've got some more work to do, obviously.
How's the weather?
The weather's good. We've had a bit of rain, not enough. It's probably the beginning of the end of the drought. That's probably the surprising thing for your urban listeners. The drought is front of mind still for most farmers in the North Island and the top of the South Island and our friends out there in the Chatham Islands. It's pretty tough. And, you know, in the Hawke's Bay here, on top of the drought, which is causing water and feed shortages, we've got processing delays because of COVID-19. We've got M. bovis. And tuberculosis, we've got a big movement control area. So, you know, it's like a perfect storm. And, you know, it is pretty stressful. But, yeah, the drought is front of mind for most farmers before COVID-19.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, a friend of mine who's got some lambs on his farm says he can't even get them killed at the moment. Is that your experience?
It has been a problem, been a real problem. But, look, honestly, any freezing workers are listening. They're doing fantastic work. The plants have had to slow right down because of the spacing between workers, but they've continued to turn up at work and processing, and I think they've got through the bulk of the lambs that were ready for processing, but there are big delays on cattle and on ewes as well. But China's coming back on stream, and they do want the protein, and that's important because we do need foreign exchange earnings, you know, to be able to buy respirators and all the other stuff that we need for this crisis and for continuing on our life. So that's important. And, of course, farmers and food producers are continuing to produce food, and we all realise the essentialness of that, don't we?
Yeah, particularly at the moment. I understand you were a bit sceptical when your wife came home with more toilet paper rolls than usual, but you've actually turned into a bit of a survivalist yourself now.
Well, look, I wrote a column a couple of weeks ago, And I pitched it as if I was writing my diary entry in about June or July, and it was pretty fanciful. I was out there gathering watercress and dandelion and chickweed. I was shooting rabbits and hares, found the hares were pretty hard to eat, but if you boiled them for a long time, catching eels in the dams, and even hedgehogs. Mm-hmm. And I found a 16th century recipe for hedgehogs where you bake them in clay, which takes all the prickles off, and apparently they're delicious. And I was, some of my surplus bounty, I had a secret swapping place with my mate Garth, who's a school teacher, and he'd bike out from town and he would leave all the goodness from his garden, potatoes and coomeras and things at the gate, and take away rabbits and hedgehogs in exchange. Well, within a few days, Garth actually drove out with his brand new chainsaw and he cut up firewood for his winter's firewood, and he left on the back step tomatoes and grapes and peppers. So there was life imitating what was fanciful fiction only a few days earlier.
You mentioned M. bovis before. Is there anything about the COVID-19 situation that sort of makes you think of bovis?
Yeah. Well, what crossed my mind was because we're trying to stamp out this another virus that's come into the country that's affecting cattle. It's not a threat to human health, but so we've been having to be fairly ruthless on whole cattle herds and send them to slaughter and just get rid of it. It made me think it's a good thing the cattle aren't in charge of us dealing with this COVID-19. The boot could be on the other foot.
Hey, you've had mouse problems too.
Oh, it's been like a biblical plague, Jesse. We don't have a cat, so I usually have a few traps set and catch a few mice as they come in at the end of a good summer, and in the autumn they come into the house. And honestly, I'd caught about 30, and I thought, when will it ever stop? I got over 40. I'm into the 40s, and it seems like I've cleared the area around the house. They've stopped coming in their droves. Goodness. But I did go and check the skies for a plague of locusts because I thought it could be the only thing that might be coming, but no sign as yet.
Steve, great to catch up with you. Really enjoy our regular chats. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jesse. Bye.
Steve Wynn-Harris on the farm solving the world's problems.